In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. Fa'audhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajim, bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome and marhaba to this wonderful silsila called Dimensions of Islamic Life, where alhamdulillah we discuss various facets of our lives as Muslims, and inshallah azza wa jalla we try to look for solutions our daily problems. May Allah Azza wa Jal keep us all under His shade of mercy. Ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen. Dear viewers, before we begin today's episode, which is regarding the beauty of the name of beloved Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Yes, the beautiful name Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that was the name of the beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, its beauty as it is described in the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, going forward into the program, we have a beautiful segment which is called To Succeed, You Must Read. Yes, it is to encourage us and to remind one another to equip ourselves with Islamic knowledge, the knowledge that will help us in this world and in the hereafter, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And to begin with, inshallah, as we always do, let's extol the virtues of reciting durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the cause of creation, the cream of creation, our beloved aqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In his Mubarak hadith, he has said that the one closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who has recited the most durood upon me. So let's recite together, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, and we have just extolled the virtues of reciting durood ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we have sent durood upon the beautiful name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as the poet very beautifully says, aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad. Allahu Akbar Rabbul Ula ne, 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 har shay pe likha naam-e Muhammad, har shay pe likha naam-e Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa sallam. Yes, this is the beautiful name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the beauty of the name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then in the next couplet, the shair says,
hai yu to kasrat se naam lekin, hai yu to kasrat se naam lekin, sabse hai pyara naam-e Muhammad, sabse hai pyara naam-e Muhammad. Aankhon ka tara naam-e Muhammad, dil ka ujala naam-e Muhammad.
And the next couplet he says,
daulat jo chaho dono jahan ki, دولت جو چاہو دونوں جہاں کی کر لو وظیفہ نام محمد کر لو وظیفہ نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد شیدا نہ کیوں ہو اس پر مسلمان شیدا نہ کیوں ہو اس پہ مسلمان رب کو ہے پیارا نام محمد رب کو ہے پیارا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. Yes, this is the beauty of the beautiful name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our aqa wa mawla Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the respect of this beautiful name is such that even the great pious predecessors, they would respect the very name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that it is mentioned in one narration that there used to be a king, and his name was Mahmud, and his servant's name was Ayaz. So one day he called Ayaz's son, and he called him not by his name, but he called him by the address that, "Oh Ayaz's son," instead of calling him by his name. So Ayaz now, he asked, "O king, is there something wrong? Did my son do something wrong that you don't address him by his name?" He said, "No, actually, because his name is Muhammad, he has the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I do not utter the name Muhammad without having wudu. Therefore, I didn't call him by his name. I rather chose to call him as your son, subhanallah, because he has the beautiful name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Allahu Akbar. This is the respect that our pious predecessors used to pay to this beautiful name Muhammad, which should show us as the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the dignity and the respect and the reverence for this beautiful name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As in the society, we see that nicknames are thrown around, and sometimes names are actually modified, and people call maybe the first half of the name, if somebody's name is Muhammad, so for short, people will call that person Mo, or even shorten it further, which is not really acceptable, because that is disrespectful to the name that is associated with the personality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's his name. How can we shorten it and modify it to our liking? Because that is the most beautiful name, subhanallah, that any creation could have had. And that name was chosen for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Sayyidina Hassan ibn Thabit radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he very beautifully says, فَذُو الْعَرْشِ مَحْمُودٌ وَهَذَا مُحَمَّدٌ. So the owner of the arsh, he is Mahmud, the praised one. And this is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the highly praised one, subhanallah. So we need to respect this beautiful name of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And out of love, if we can, we should keep the name of our children on the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we shall learn more about the virtues of keeping the name Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inshallah, after we listen to this beautiful kalam, which is in Arabic, alhamdulillah, as-subhu bada min talatihi, and it is recited by none other than Rukn-e-Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari Damat Barakatuh Mulaaliyah. Inshallah, we'll be back after this kalam. So inshallah, stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الله فقر رسولا
الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. سبحان الله. We were listening to this beautiful kalam, As-subhu bada min talatihi. Alhamdulillah. And that was recited by none other than Rukni Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. And as we were discussing the beauty of the name Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the name itself, the beauty of the name Muhammad. With regards to this, Amirul Mu'minin Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that when you name your son Muhammad, respect him and give him space to sit in a gathering. If there's a gathering, you make space for him and do not speak ill of him. Subhanallah. In another hadith, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that when you name your son Muhammad, you should not beat him, nor should you deprive him of anything. Subhanallah. Such is the dignity and the respect of this beautiful name Muhammad. How glorious is the blessed name Muhammad, as the fortunate person who is named Muhammad becomes deserving of respect and reverence because of this blessed name. Therefore, in general, all and in particular those whose names are Muhammad should be given tremendous respect and reverence. This manner of respect can only be understood when we respect the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a real manner. It is absolutely essential for all of us to respect and revere the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allama Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he has written that the reverence for the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not only fard, but it is also the essence of all fard act. A little insult or denying any Nabi is kufr. Alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal has also commanded us to respect and revere the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he has stated this in the Holy Quran in verse 9 of Surah Al-Fath, where he states, Translation from Khan Suleiman. In order that, O people, you may believe in Allah and His Messenger, and honor and revere the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Regarding this blessed verse of the Holy Quran, Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman has stated that the most important thing is faith and iman, because without faith, the reverence for the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not acceptable. A reverence for the beloved Nabi after having faith and iman, as without reverence, no salah and no worship are accepted. And generally, everyone is a bondman and banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the true bondman of Allah is the one who is the slave of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Otherwise, he will be the slave of Satan. Allah ayyadu billah. So yes, the true success lies when we pay respect and reverence to the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In another beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in Ayah number 63 of Surah Nur, لا تجعلوا دعاء الرسول بينكم كدعاء بعضكم بعضا. Do not presume among yourselves the calling of the noble Rasul equal to your calling one another. Subhanallah. In the tafsir of this beautiful verse of the Holy Quran, Imam al-Mufassirin Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he has said that at first the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was called Ya Muhammad, Ya Abul Qasim. But when Allah Azza wa Jal prohibited calling His beloved Rasul in the manner that is ordinary due to his extreme reverence, then the blessed companions would say, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rasul Allah, Subhanallah. So Allah Azza wa Jal did not allow people to call the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as they would ordinarily call other people. And instead, they should call him Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rasul Allah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Therefore, we say, As-salatu wassalamu alayka Ya Rasul Allah, with love and respect. Regarding the commentary of this beautiful verse, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Ali Rahma, he says, do not call him in the manner like how we call one another, O Zaid, O Amr, but rather humbly say, Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Sayyid al-Mursaleen, Ya Khatam al-Nabiyyin. Therefore, the Islamic scholars, they explain that it is haram and prohibited to call the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by name. One who is not called by name, by his Rabb, Allahu Akbar. How dare that we, the servants, can do so? Imam Zainuddin Maraghi, rahimahullah ta'ala, and the research scholars, they have mentioned that if this word is mentioned in any dua that is taught to us by the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, such as Ya Muhammad inni tawajjahtu bika ila Rabbi, that O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I turn to my Lord through your wasila and your medium. One should say Ya Rasul Allah, Ya Nabi Allah, in place of saying Ya Muhammad. Though changes are not made as far as possible in the words of dua. Meaning we shouldn't change the words in the dua, but instead of saying Ya Muhammad, we should rather change it to Ya Rasul Allah, because we shouldn't be calling the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this manner. Subhanallah. What a beautiful way of Alhamdulillah, our Islam teaches us to keep this respect and reverence for the court of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah azza wa jal, we have a beautiful filler and inshallah a short clip about the beauty of the name of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, let's listen to the clip and we'll be back after the clip. So stay tuned with Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Have you heard of the great king Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi? He was not just a great king, he was so pious that he used to establish his five times salahs. He used to keep fast and regularly recite the glorious Quran. One thing which is noted about him
was his deep devotion and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not just for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but also for the blessed name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had a loyal and obedient servant by the name of Ayaz. Ayaz had a son by the name of Muhammad. Subhanallah. Whenever the king, Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, used to call the son of Ayaz, he would address him by his name. O Muhammad, please do this. O Muhammad, come here, etc. One day he says that, O son of Ayaz, come here. Ayaz, he hears this, he observes this. And later on he goes to the king and says, O my king, I see that you called my son in this manner, that O son of Ayaz, you did not address him by his name. Are you upset with him? Sultan Mahmud Ghaznavi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, No Ayaz, actually, whenever I call your son, whose name is after the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I call him when I am in a state of wudu. And that day, that time, I did not have wudu. And therefore, I felt it disrespectful to call the blessed name Muhammad. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, if this is the kind of respect that our pious predecessors had for the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what kind of respect and deep devotion they had for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. Something for you and I to think about and to follow in their footsteps as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Yes, welcome back dear viewers. Alhamdulillah, as we were listening to the virtues of the beautiful name Muhammad, Alhamdulillah, by the great Muballigh of Dawat Islami. Let's inshallah azza wa jal continue with our topic of discussion, which is the glory and the beauty of the name of beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And in this regard, I would like to quote this a beautiful passage from Mufti Amjad Ali Azmi rahimahullah ta'ala has stated that the name Muhammad and Ahmad are the blessed names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it is obvious that Allah azza wa jal himself chose both these names for his beloved. And had both these names not been very dear and near to Allah, Allah azza wa jal would not have chosen them for his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when we are naming our children, or when we are calling someone whose name is Ahmad or Muhammad, we should keep this in mind, that these are the beloved names, subhanallah. These are the names that are beloved to Allah, because these are the names Allah azza wa jal had chosen for his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Subhanallah. And the shayar again very beautifully says,
Puchhega Maula laya hai kya kya, 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 Main ye kahunga نام محمد میں یہ کہوں گا نام محمد آنکھوں کا تارا نام محمد دل کا اجالا نام محمد
صلی اللہ علیہ وعلی آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین وسلم. It is now time for our segment that we have been waiting for. And the name of this beautiful segment is To Succeed, You Must Read. Yes, let's inshallah get back in motion and let's connect ourselves to Islamic education, inshallah azza wa jal, because if we stop reading our Islamic literature, then how is it that we are going to progress as Muslims in life? In for worldly success, it is largely attributed leaders in the world, as and this is thrown around, this phrase, that readers are leaders. Yes, so even in Islam, if we need to progress and success, inshallah, we should develop a habit of reading. And inshallah, in this segment, the first book I would like to introduce to you is Faizan Sunnah, blessings of Sunnah, inshallah azza wa jal. Yes, blessings of Sunnah is the book beautifully authored by His Eminence Amir al-Sunnah Dhamma Barakatum al-Aliyah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
A great book on the blessing of Sunnah. It is called the blessings of Sunnah. The book Faizan Sunnah, written by the great Shaykh of our time, Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Dhamma Barakatum al-Aliyah, on the blessings of Sunnah. Many things are mentioned in this blessed book. And in this book, Alhamdulillah, you will get the blessing of Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the excellence of hunger, the manner of eating, and also the blessings of the month of Ramadan. All this combined in one book, approximately 1,000 pages. Alhamdulillah, you can gain all this blessing of the blessings of Sunnah. Alhamdulillah, you can download this free of charge from the website of Dawat Islami, www.dawatislami.net. And also, you can buy this, purchase this from Maktabatul Madina, the bookstore of Dawat Islami. Purchase this great book, Faizan Sunnat, the blessings of Sunnah. Have this in your home and deliver from this book so that our children can learn and seek from the blessings of Sunnah. Maktabatul Madina,
Maktabatul Madina. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, you've just heard briefly about this beautiful book, Faizan Sunnat. Alhamdulillah, it is a lengthy read and it comprises of over 1,000 pages. And alhamdulillah, if you start reading, believe me, you wouldn't want to stop, because it is filled with various sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which we could incorporate into our daily lives. And inshallah, as our life should be driven by the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this book can practically enable you and inshallah azza wa jal guide you through this channel of practicing the sunnahs of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I personally have benefited a lot from this great work. And inshallah azza wa jal, I'm not recommending you, because it is the book that worldwide, alhamdulillah, it got worldwide acceptance. But I have also personally have, alhamdulillah, read it and I've acted upon it. Alhamdulillah, it has changed my life for the better. Whatever sunnahs today that I get to practice on a daily basis, it is through reading this beautiful book, which I have gotten my hands on years ago. And alhamdulillah, it has been with me since then. And from time to time, I refer to it whenever I need to find more details about a particular sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And mashallah, this book details, you know, the sunnahs of eating and daily sunnahs of our lives, as well as blessings of Ramadan, mashallah. And the beginning chapter of this beautiful book is blessings of Bismillah, the virtues of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And as the hadith goes, which is mentioned in the beginning of this chapter in the book itself, I'm just giving you a little synopsis into what you will find inside the book, inshallah azza wa jal. It says that the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophet of rahmah, the intercessor of the ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has stated that any important work which is started without reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim remains unfinished. So if we would like, you know, our unfinished business, something that is virtuous, that is good, and we haven't recited Bismillah on it, then we should remind ourselves that why that work has remained unfinished. Maybe one of the reasons could be that we have not recited Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim before we commenced that virtuous work, or that jaiz and halal and lawful thing that we had started, we had begun. And in this regard, this beautiful hadith should be kept in mind, that before doing anything virtuous, we should form the habit of reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And before eating, before drinking anything, before consuming our food, or before picking things up, you can practice in various ways, even the daily chores, such as, you know, we at home, we are doing washing or we are cooking. We can recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and begin our work, Alhamdulillah. There will be barakah in it. Even if you're sitting in the driving seat and you are ready to take off, recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, inshallah, and you will see the blessings and the barakah of it. Even something such as, you know, you're going to perform a certain task and you're feeling some difficulty, then remind yourself to recite Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And inshallah, azza wa jal, that unfinished business that you have, inshallah, Bismillah, the recitation of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim might help you with that. It alhamdulillah, Faizan-e-Sunnat, we are discussing Faizan-e-Sunnat, mashallah, and the virtues and the sunnahs that are mentioned in this book. Another beautiful passage from the book itself is the sunnahs of eating. There are so many sunnahs that are related to eating, and it is a big part of our life. I mean, we go to work every day so we could provide a meal for our loved ones and for ourselves. So yes, that is the primary reason we all work for. But when we sit down to consume our food, yes, we would like to work in a halal way, we would like to earn our sustenance in a halal way. But when it comes to consuming the reward of our hard work, then that should also be the sunnah way, inshallah. When we sit down to eat, there are manners in which one should sit down to eat. There are manners before we start consuming our food, such as cleanliness and personal hygiene. That is taught by the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, such as washing hands before we eat. The very basic things. Yes, these were the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he would wash his hands before he would eat and wash it after eating. So if the children are watching this episode, so inshallah, for you, it is to learn the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because if you learn it now, it will stay with you, inshallah, in throughout your adolescence and your teenage and adulthood, inshallah, azza wa jal. So this is the time that we need to introduce the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, firstly in our homes. First we need to do it ourselves, and then inshallah introduce it in our family, to the children, get the children used to doing things the sunnah way, and inshallah azza wa jal, and their lives, you will see barakah in their lives, inshallah. Ameen bijahi Nabi alameen. May Allah azza wa jal make our children pious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and give us all tawfiq to adopt and follow the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we just learned the sunnah of reciting Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim before we eat or drink anything. And eating with three fingers is also one of the sunnahs of eating. And mashallah, there is beauty in every sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you would like a scientific a collaboration between the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the scientific benefits of it, you would realize that science came later to inform us of the benefits of following the sunnah, the commands that were given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the sunnah came first. So if we are following the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yes, it would improve our health. For example, eating to only an extent where it should barely satiate your hunger, meaning to eat to your fill. This is not the sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You must eat sparingly, not like animals, gobble up anything and everything anyhow we like, because that is not the sunnah way. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when you eat, eat to a limit and pull your hand away before your stomach feels full. And if you would like to continue, then do it this way. There are three portions. Keep one portion for the food, one portion for water, and the third portion you must leave it empty for the air. Subhanallah. So these are some of the sunnahs, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that are discussed in this beautiful book. And blessings of Ramadan is also part of Faizan-e-Sunnat, mashallah. We can still benefit from this beautiful book, Faizan-e-Sunnat, Blessings of Sunnah, inshallah. Azza wa jal, And as we go forward with our program, inshallah azza wa jal, with the silsila, we'll be introducing new books, inshallah azza wa jal. So keep watching Madani channel and keep reciting durood and salam in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and keep reading Islamic literature. This book, you can either get it from Maktabatul Madina, the bookshop of Dawat Islami, a physical copy. And if you can't, then it's available free of cost from the website of Dawat Islami, dawatislami.net. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, you can get a copy and download it on your smartphone, on your tablet, on your PC, or any smart devices that you might have. So there we go. It is easy. It is easily accessible. And there's no cost to it. Only your bandwidth that, you know, we use our bandwidth for various other reasons. And what if we use a little bit of it to acquire Islamic knowledge? Inshallah. That is for us to think. Where should our resources be used? Do we want to occupy our time and just waste it away? Or we want to do something better with it, such as picking up a book and reading and learning about our Islam? So we should do it, and inshallah azza wa jal, and introduce it to our children, our spouses, our family members, brothers and sisters, siblings. Inshallah, the change must come from you. If you change, inshallah, the change will be noticed and others will follow your lead, inshallah azza wa jal. As it is said, readers are leaders. And the more you read, the more you get closer to Islam, the more you incorporate Islam in your lives, because reading is not just reading for the sake of reading, but because we are Muslim, we are the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us to gain and to acquire knowledge. There is still time that we can invest, inshallah, for our future life in this world and in the hereafter, by reading more about our Islam, the Sunnah of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran, the Ahadith, and various other books that will help us, inshallah, pave the way for our success in this world and in the hereafter. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace.